The Pat Miller Program, from the Windows, Doors, and More Studio. Visit the showroom for your kitchen and bath inspirations on WoWo, 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. Depend on it.
Happy Tuesday as we continue our walk through our program today. Glad you're with us. It is the Pat Miller Program. Glad you're here for our second hour. Special guest. We had talked before because of some difficulties, and this month is talking about autism, but coming up is an understanding about Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is another one of those that there's a lot of unknowns. And a lot of people, the first time they really start to understand Alzheimer's is because of a family member, and it's the first time they've ever had to come face-to-face with it. Well, I want to talk to somebody who right now she is with us because she is, in fact, associated with the Alzheimer's chapter here for Indiana. She's the legal and financial person there, and we're going to talk about a workshop. Her name is Stephanie Lasky. And Stephanie, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. So, you know, just like autism, Alzheimer's is one of those that carries a lot of unknowns. For a lot of people, they're more afraid of it for the unknowns that aren't even really real. But because of it, it keeps all of us, Stephanie, I'm afraid, not knowing much about it until we are actually forced to deal with it. And that's probably where a lot of your services and your workshops, that's where all that kicks in, right?
Absolutely, yeah. People just don't even know how to begin to plan. You know, I think there's a lot of emphasis placed on planning for retirement, but sort of what happens after retirement? What happens with long-term care and our health as we continue to age more and more past our retirement years?
Yeah. Now, in the work that you've done with the Greater Indiana Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, I know you've got a couple of workshops that are going to come up. These are in addition to some other virtual groups and meetings that you have had. So these are two new availabilities, and these two can also be done, what, online or by phone? So we're not exposing anybody to anything else, and they can still get some great answers about Alzheimer's.
Absolutely, yeah. So all of our programs are currently online via the Zoom platform, which gives you video and, you know, phone-only options.
Right.
I think the two that we're talking here are our legal and financial planning programs,
right,
which are going to be a couple of Wednesdays coming up. It's a two-part series.
That's awesome. Now, listen, folks, I'm going to give you guys an 800 number. John's going to have this number, and I'm not going to give you the website to go to find all this, because if I try to give it out, you'll forget it, and I'm not going to do it right. So this is just history that we're going through here, Stephanie.
Yep.
So John is going to put up this interview on our website as soon as we're done. He'll have this link that you can go to, folks, or you can call 1-800-272-3900. That's 1-800-272-3900. We've got more than 5 million Americans who have Alzheimer's, including, and this is a huge number to me, Stephanie, over 110,000 right here in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, it's as people age, like I said, and our lifespans just keep increasing, more and more people are going to develop this. We like to say that anybody who ages and has a brain is at risk for developing some kind of dementia.
Well, you know, one of the things that we talked about, and when I say we, up until this year, I have finally decided not to renew my personal insurance license. I'm going to be in my late 60s now, so it's time for life to slow down a little bit. But back all the way back 30 years ago, when I started selling, for example, long-term care insurance that talked about nursing homes and all of that, one of the things that really surprised me was we have a problem called the aging of America, which sounds like it's not a problem, but it is. We're living longer than we've ever lived. We have found a way to keep our bodies going, to keep the organs going, transplant them if you have to. So where my great-grandparents in the 60s died at 72 and 73, and that was old, some people now at 72 and 73 are still in their stride and might live well into their 90s, but the bodies give down. The organs are going great, you know, but the hips and the knees and the backs and all that stuff is giving out. And part of the dementia portion of life is hitting more than now, Stephanie, because we have more people now in that age of life. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we know, something like one out of two or one out of three, depending on kind of the population that you're looking at, individuals over the age of about 85 are going to develop some type of dementia. So when you're talking, you know, a third to half of the entire population of that age bracket, I mean, that's just huge numbers. And the earlier we can think about some of these legal and financial plans, the better, right? Because then the individual who may develop dementia can actually be involved in helping to make their own plans, which is just, you know, a huge gift that you can give to an aging family member.
So I'm sitting here listening to Pat Miller talking to Stephanie Lasky, and I'm beginning to realize that with my mom or my great aunt or somebody, I think we're starting into that bit of a tunnel, into that part of life. And so I see now we have these two classes, these two seminars that they can be part of. First of all, they're free of charge, and they're available online, like she said, through Zoom or by phone or whatever. And again, John's going to have all the links up with the interview here in a few minutes. But if I come to one or both of these, I know these two happen to deal a lot with the legal and the financial aspects. In a nutshell, what am I going to come away with from those two workshops?
Yeah, so the first one will focus on legal planning. So that's going to talk about thinking about long-term care. Does the individual want to age at home or age in a community setting? They're going to think about financial setting in terms of dividing up assets, appointing a financial power of attorney, who's going to make my health care and financial decisions on my behalf. It's basically going to come away with a lot of wonderful questions that individuals can sit down with their families and really think through and discuss together so everybody gets to be on the same page.
And I've noticed, too, that when it comes to things like this, and I may be all wet here, and I'm willing to admit that, but I think a lot of people, if they're not the ones that are dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's, we kind of, in our way of thinking, right or wrong, we kind of link all that together. But in the people that don't have it, but they're dealing with it because of a loved one, it's almost like out of sight, out of mind. The longer I can go and not deal with this stuff, the better life will be. When in reality, to make life better for the person who's going to suffer with the disease and, Stephanie, to make life better for the people that are going to deal with them and their assets and their health care and where they live and all that, the sooner they get some answers on this, the better, right?
Absolutely. You know, as I mentioned, one of the best gifts that we can give our loved ones as they age is their own empowerment, right? Getting to make some of these decisions themselves, or at least getting to weigh in on some of these decisions. And of course, that can't happen if somebody is deep in the middle or late stages of dementia, but it certainly can happen if somebody is pre-diagnosis or very early stages of dementia. Additionally, I mean, you talked about being an insurance sales agent. You know as well as anybody else, once a pre-existing condition exists in a person's record, it can be really challenging. So if we want to start looking at something like long-term care insurance, that's going to be important to do before the person needs to activate that insurance.
And, you know, and since I don't sell it anymore, I don't mind saying this, but if somebody's out there looking at long-term care insurance here in the state of Indiana, it makes all the sense in the world because it's probably not going to cost you hardly anything more out of pocket. If you're going to buy long-term care coverage for mom and dad anyway, get the partnership plan in the state of Indiana, which will protect their assets. When their coverage hits a certain point, the state and no one else can come in and attach any of their assets to continue to pay for their care. That is a great feature in Indiana.
Yeah, I have a master's in public health, so I can't speak too much to the insurance side of things. I know the health impact of the disease, but that absolutely makes sense to me.
Yeah, it does. Well, because that also adds to the mental health of the people taking care of them, too.
Sure.
A couple of the people that we're worried about here is we're worried about not just the dementia patients, but the caregivers who right now in a lot of long-term situations can't visit the loved ones because of the pandemic. And frontline workers who are providing care for the people with Alzheimer's and dementia, all of them can find a great deal of help in these seminars, and all of them can find a great deal of help paying attention to everything that the Alzheimer's Association of Greater Indiana is going to make available to us here in the public all throughout the month of May. They just need to keep their eyes peeled. Is there a way when they get to your website that they can click and when special notices come out, it hits their mailbox?
Yeah, they can absolutely sign up for our monthly e-newsletter. That's on the website. So that website, I know you are going to have this in the notes, but it is alz.org/Indiana. They can sign up for that. They can also go to communityresourcefinder.org.
Okay.
Pretty easy to remember there. That's a partnership between the Alzheimer's Association and AARP. So two, you know, we like to think pretty trustworthy sources, putting out excellent education programs and group offerings, you know, obviously looking a little bit different right now in the pandemic, or by calling that 800 number and just asking what programs might be coming up in their zip code or in the state.
Right. Well, listen, I appreciate very much you're being available for us today and coming on. I might have John reach out to you again. I wanted to get a little bit of a preemptive hit here with, you know, the whole thing being highlighted next month during the month of May. So we've gotten here early. I'm sure there will be a time or two in May. It might make a lot of sense for us to talk again. But for your time today, I appreciate this very, very much. Thank you for the good work that you and others with your organization are doing in order to help some of our friends that have difficulty, because there are many, hopefully this will make life better for those of us that suffer and those that are their caregivers. Stephanie, for today, thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Happy to come back on anytime.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.